For me, the first love was celestial, nothing less than euphoric, and had me dreaming of heavenly bodies as constant fights and pains sent my soul out of orbit. Now this love was earthy, like fresh turned ground, like the old eucalyptus tree. The way he held me was solid and sure like gravity. And though my eyes were no longer searching for stars, I found beauty in swaying leaves, in the smell of a hard work day, in the gentleness of calloused hands that caressed my body like precious stone. This love was no more flighty than a rock planted in the sea that anchored me close to a life of simple pleasure and reality. And he was like the earth beneath my feet. See, I was so broken still that I feared a strong wind would send my soul adrift over distant galaxies, never to return to the abandoned shell of my body. Yet, as his first kiss, my heart was planted firmly in the ground, my bare feet tickled by blades of grass, and my hair caressed by a gentle breeze. His lips were earnest like the hot summer sun. Everything about him felt like home. His warmth inviting, his strength providing, and his loyal love unspoken. His gaze was like fire on my skin, and his kiss sweet water on my lips. His heart held down my lofty soul, so my feet finally touched the ground, so I could run barefoot into the love he had for me. But he was hurt, deeply so, like the scars at the old tree that took part of his soul in a fiery crash, and it took a piece of him I could not save. Yet I was prepared for a fight. I would battle the storm, and I would hold him tight as I settled deeper into the ground. And then, at once, the world beneath me moved, the tree broke in two, water ran dry, the ground gave way, and gravity turned off. I fell. And now I find I have neither the heavens to search, nor the earth beneath my feet.